I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. New claims of sexual harassment have been brought up at the state capitol involving Republican Senators Randy Baumgartner and Jack Tate. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Two interns allege Senators Baumgartner and Tate engaged in inappropriate behavior. Megan Creedon recalled several uncomfortable encounters she had with Baumgartner during the 2016 legislative session when she was a Capitol intern. She didn't know him, but
he would just ask me to go grab drinks with him in his office all the time. I was like, oh no, I'm allergic to whiskey, thanks.
The allegation against Tate is from a former intern who was 18, when she says Tate allegedly leered at her, nudged her, and made comments about her clothes. The allegations follow our previous reporting that led to formal complaints being filed against a Democratic lawmaker in the House. I'm Benta Berkland.
Both Baumgartner and Tate strongly deny any wrongdoing. A judge says defendants in El Paso County who have been held in jail because they can't afford a $55 fee for pretrial services must be released if they've been granted a personal recognizance bond. The order comes about a week after the ACLU filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of a client who spent 27 days in jail after a judge approved her release on such a bond. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the county is looking at ways to overhaul the pretrial services program, including the possibility of allowing defendants to pay the fee at the end of their cases. This is 91.5 KRCC News.